Clerk's Office.
Good morning. I have our personal property paid abatements, numbers 870 through 873. On 870, it says duplicate assessment already paid, requesting a refund. Please refund. On 871, it has owner had paid for items in 2022. He did not have January 1st of 2022, also requesting a refund. On 872, taxpayer was overcharged for his 2021 Ranger boat, is requesting a refund. And 873, nightly rental was assessed in Taney County, but it was also assessed in Stone County, requesting a refund. The documentation is attached on the back.
Do we know where it's actually located?
That I don't know. That would be the assessor who would have to answer that question.
Do you know if they were asked where they lived at
again,
that
I
time?
Have no idea. It would be a question for the assessor.
No, okay, I'm sorry. But on that abatement, 300873.
Uh-huh.
Is it on... It's not on real property, it's on the actual, it's not on personal property, it's on real property?
No, this is on personal property. The notes state that the taxpayer claimed and assessed for these nightly rentals in Taney County and also in Stone County.
Well, but if the address says City District Branson School District R4, I guess that's just where it was assessed at. So we don't know where the, we don't know what it is.
No. Again, that would be an assessor question.
What is PD? Do you know, Sheila? It says vehicles and other property additions, changes and deletions.
I'm trying to get where you're reading that at.
On the sheet, the... Tell us what it is.
No. Taxpayer claim misses. Nightly rentals.
And then Wichita spelled wrong right there, if that matters. I just don't want them to have a claim of who enters this information on this page. Is that also the assessor's office? Can you guys point out that typo for Wichita, please? I just don't want it to be a reason as to why they, we didn't get the bill. We didn't think it was really us.
Yeah, it looks like they got it correct on that.
So is it a vehicle?
That's what I'm asking. We don't know what it is.
Not quite sure.
We don't know what we're abating. It says nightly rental, and you don't normally have a
nightly
rental vehicle.
I would assume that since it's a nightly rental, it's commercial, and it could be commercial property.
Could be couches.
Could be couches. Could be.
Well,
beds,
it says business equipment on the second page.
No, does it?
Right there, and the property owned January 1.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we saying that the location of this, if it's business, then there must be real estate to go with it? Are we saying that's in Stone County?
They probably own property in both counties. and they moved this stuff from county to county, and when they paid this, it was actually in some county or vice versa.
But if it's nightly rental, it's...
You can still move a couch from one apartment to another apartment in different counties. Not to be...
It's shown on the ad, on the, if you look at the last two pages, it's showing the address down to Indian Point.
Right, the last two pages shows the Stone County with the situs addresses. This is just the personal property.
So the legal that is given there, we've checked that legal out with mapping, and you're, and that's Stone County is what you're saying then? For the northwest, southeast, quarter yeah, beginning on the...
This is coming from Stone
That's
County.
From Stone County. Mm-hmm. And they've checked. And ours does not have a legal. Dan County does not. But it's got a parcel number.
It has an account number. I don't see a parcel.
Yeah, I don't see
it
where...
It has a parcel ID at the bottom. 12-9. 32. No, that's Stone County once again. I apologize.
Yes, we don't have, it doesn't look like that we have anything that's in there for Taney County on the real estate side. Looks like we just have
the personal property.
Again, I'm not sure on the real estate side, that would be a question for the assessor.
Be nice if they would have put the parcel number down where it was showing where it was assessed and on our bill, on Taney County's bill. When you say nightly rental.
Right, and that's what I was stating is that we have a personal property. It's just I don't know anything about the real estate because we don't have anything on the real estate on this side, so I'm not quite sure.
It's nightly rental, that there should be a cross reference.
I'd like to know what it is besides.
Yeah.
Whatever PD stands for.
Right, that's what I mean. I just would like to know what that is. So, do you guys want to move to approve abatement numbers 300870, 300871, and 300872?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Do we want to get answers on this last one and bring it back to us next week? Or do we want to deny it? What do you need, Wesley? Because I know if we don't take action, you have to...
If you want to table it until a later date, that is fine with me. That way you can find out what okay. is going on with it. And if we table it, we just will have it here next week. That's all.
Okay. That would be better for you, I believe, if we table it, because we deny it, then the programmer's got to go
have
back.
Have to deny it. Go back. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what you need. Move to table abatement number 300870873 to next commission meeting, Monday the
17th.
Second.
A motion and second to table 300873. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda is personal property add-on report.
Okay. I have here the personal property abatements and add-ons for March 2023.
Any questions?
Nope.
Move to move into record the personal property abatement and add on March 2023 report.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We are scheduled for roundtable discussion upstairs. It's 9:41. We'll be in recess.